AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Denmark and Greenland's top diplomats came to Washington to discuss President Trump's insistence that the U.S. take control of Greenland, Ed Donahue reports.
The president has tried to make the case NATO should help the U.S. acquire Greenland.
You know, we're doing the Golden Dome. We're doing a lot of things, and we really need it. If we don't go in, Russia's going to go in, and China's going to go in. And there's not a thing that Denmark can do about it, but we can do everything about it.
There were talks involving Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Ideas that would not respect territorial integrity of the Kingdom of Denmark and the right of self-determination of the Greenlandic people are, of course, totally unacceptable.
Denmark's Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen says there will be more talks. Denmark's Prime Minister announced an increase in military presence and exercise activity in close cooperation with allies. Vivian Motzfeldt is Greenland's Foreign Minister.
We are friends. We have been cooperated in many, many years. We have history together. So it's all our interest to find the right balances.
Sweden says its armed forces are arriving in Greenland today. I'm Ed Donahue.
Senate Republicans have dismissed a war powers resolution that would have limited President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks on Venezuela. Republicans Josh Hawley and Todd Young flipping under pressure from the president. The State Department suspending immigrant visa processing from 75 countries whose nationals are deemed likely to require public assistance in the U.S. And Mike Kempen reports overdose deaths continued declining last year.
The CDC says an estimated 73,000 people died from overdoses in the 12-month period that ended in August of last year. CDC officials say deaths were down in 45 states. Overdose deaths have been falling for more than 2 years, but the decline has been slowing. I'm Mike Kempen.
This is AP News. Whole milk's coming back to school cafeterias.
It will ensure that millions of school-aged children have access to high-quality milk as we make America healthy again.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said full-fat milk has been unfairly vilified.
Healthy kids need real food. They need real protein. They need healthy fats.
Some recent studies suggest that kids who drink whole milk in moderation are less likely to develop obesity. The law requires schools participating in the National School Lunch Program to offer a range of options, including lactose-free and fortified non-dairy drinks that meet the nutritional standards. The president joked with reporters as he gestured to a glass jug of whole milk sitting on the Resolute desk.
It's been sitting here for 5 days, so it's from the original bottle. And I brought it so the press can have some.
Jennifer King, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.